Hello and welcome back to the Gubba Podcast. I'm Gubba, a first-time homesteader following in the footsteps of my homesteading forebears. In this podcast, I discuss prepping, homesteading, and everything in between. Today, I am going to dive into getting rid of the toxic items in your home and what to replace them with. I never realized until a few years ago that our environment is swimming in toxins. Seriously, we are surrounded by harmful elements that are disrupting our body's natural systems, our rhythms, and our hormones seem to be the ones under fire the most. From the light bulbs in our house to what we store our food in, it appears as if nothing is safe anymore. So let's dive into some common household items and see how we can swap them out. Also, this podcast isn't meant to instill fear, it is to inform. I am grateful for all of the loud voices that spoke up and continue to speak up so I can learn. I'd rather know the truth about the products that surround us than sit in the dark on them. I understand this is a delicate subject because whenever I make videos about items I don't use anymore because I care about my health, people are in an uproar. This is because we grew up in a toxic environment and we are used to that toxic environment being normal. So when I come and say, hey, your face washes and moisturizers are disrupting hormones and the ultra processed food you are consuming is causing cancer, people get angry because this makes them have to question their reality. And I think that we should seek truth and not be afraid of the truth. And if it counters our identity or what we know as reality, I think we should question our norm, but do not let it consume us. People say that this information causes harm because it inspires anxiety, but that's what I mean. It doesn't have to consume you. It doesn't have to cause anxiety. Just be aware and make adjustments if you want to. You don't have to. Live however you want. Let's start with a recent experience I had. I went to a gathering and I had to go put something in the fridge inside this person's home. I walked in and was hit with synthetic fragrance from the air freshener that was billowing out chemicals from the wall. My immediate thought was, oh no, I gotta get out of here because I know how dangerous these are, which we will get to. I rounded the corner to the kitchen and saw shelves just lined with ultra processed foods. Again, you do you with whatever you want to eat, but there are dangerous cancer causing ingredients that are added into our normal foods. I knew before even coming to this gathering that I probably wouldn't be eating anything that was there because, well, the norm is junk food and junk food genuinely makes me sick. So I skedaddled out of there, but it made me realize that most people aren't aware of the dangers in their home, even something as small as an air freshener. Air fresheners can be incredibly toxic. They are filled with toxic compounds that continuously emit into the air we breathe to affect our respiratory system, our endocrine system, and our overall health. And although air fresheners can make your living space smell nice, they are not worth it. There are other alternatives you can do to your home to make it smell nice without all of the pollutants. Many air fresheners contain endocrine disruptors. These chemicals interfere with our hormone system by either mimicking or blocking natural hormones. I have discussed this a lot when it comes to sunscreen. Sunscreen is riddled with hormone disrupting chemicals, yet we are trained to just slather it on our skin, our children's, and it all ends up in the water. Well, air fresheners have common ingredients like phthalates and synthetic fragrances, which disrupt our hormones, can lead to fertility issues, premature puberty, increased risk of hormone-related cancers such as breast and prostate cancer, and metabolic problems, including weight gain. So, do you ever wonder why infertility is on the rise? I don't when I think about how our environment is loaded with things that seem to damper our fertility. Did you know that fertility clinics don't allow perfumes or air fresheners for this reason? If fertility clinics don't allow them, why should they be allowed at all? Research suggests that exposure to phthalates, which are used to prolong the scent of air fresheners, can lower testosterone levels in men, which may impact reproductive health and sperm quality. For women, the phthalates have been connected to reproductive issues and earlier menopause. This is also sad to me because I know women in my personal bubble who struggle with infertility and they probably don't realize air fresheners they're using in their home are harming them and their spouse. Also, the term fragrance on a product label can conceal a mixture of chemicals, including volatile organic compounds, so VOCs, like formaldehyde, which may irritate the lungs and the eyes. And so chronic exposure to formaldehyde may just disrupt hormone levels, potentially impacting thyroid function and overall metabolism. I mean, this just keeps getting worse and worse. And some VOCs are classified as carcinogenic, and others can interfere with the body's ability to maintain hormonal balance. The potential hormonal effects of air fresheners are especially concerning for pregnant women and children. Exposure to hormone-disrupting chemicals during pregnancy can interfere with fetal development, leading to issues like low birth rate, developmental delays, and possible long-term health concerns for the child. So it is important to keep in mind that our pets also have heightened senses, especially smell. They are inhaling these compounds like us, and they have sensitive systems. I don't think it's a coincidence cancer in animals is on the rise as well. While air fresheners may seem harmless and a quick solution to fresh air in your house, they can carry serious risks, in my opinion, particularly with the prolonged use. So what can you do instead? You can diffuse essential oils that are pet friendly, which is a good option. You can get a diffuser with water and essential oils, and it disperses out water vapor with essential oil scent to it. And one of my favorite things to do during the holiday seasons is to take the peels of oranges, apples, apple cores, cinnamon sticks, and other spices like cloves, cover in water, then bring to a boil, then lower to a gentle simmer. This will have your house smelling like a holiday spicy scent. And this does require the stovetop running, and you have to refill the water, so I don't do this all of the time. But another thing you can do is use natural cleaning products like orange peel infused vinegar or vinegar with essential oils added to it when you clean. I like to use grapefruit and other citrus scents to keep my house smelling fresh. No carcinogens or harmful hormone disrupting chemicals here. It really is disturbing how we are so lightheartedly surrounded by so many toxins. I mean, these normal household things are just loaded, but we grew up with them. We are used to them. Our parents used them. And so we think they're okay. But when you start reading the ingredients, when you start going down the rabbit hole, you're like, wow, this is actually extremely poisonous. But now let's dive into the other harmful issue at the gathering I went to, the food. Ultra processed food has become the norm. Celebrations, snacks, meals, school cafeterias. We have been infiltrated. I remember growing up and having easy access to like the cosmic brownies, oatmeal pies, a variety of chips, and things like bagel bites for dinner. Snack and lunchtime at my schools were no different. Every kid brought some sort of ultra processed snack in, with the outlier kid who would have vegetables and ranch dressing as the healthy alternative. The school cafeterias were loaded with fast foods and soda machines as far as the eye could see. And sadly, this is our food system, at least here in America, and it is the norm to eat processed slop that causes cancer and other health ailments. Something that doesn't make sense now that I'm an adult is that all of my sporting events were followed up with team snacks. The team snacks were usually sugar drinks like Sunny D and packages of chips. How is this beneficial to the growing body and mind of a child? It isn't, but this is the norm. If you don't participate, people will think you're snobby and you're acting better than everyone else. So we live in a time where making healthy choices for our bodies relays to others that we are snobs and we're better and we're arrogant. But this is not the case. We are simply just making better choices for what makes us feel good. And at this gathering I went to, there were large family-sized bags of chips, there was soda galore, processed meats and buns to go with, and other junk scattered about. If you have ever seen the movie They Live, it's about a guy who finds these sunglasses that when he puts them on, all of the billboards, newspapers, and TVs say things like obey, conform, work, reproduce. But when he takes the sunglasses off, they are just normal billboards of, you know, alcohol advertisements and movies and whatever else. And I feel like I have these sunglasses on when it comes to food. I look at the ultra processed food and I see cancer, diabetes, autoimmune disease, dementia. But then you take off the sunglasses and you see Doritos, burgers, Mountain Dew. And I want everyone to have these glasses because I feel like the health of society would improve. Ultra processed junk food can be a hard habit to kick because there are ingredients added to make things like Oreos, McDonald's, and Doritos addictive. Your taste buds are hijacked, so you want to continue to consume and go back for more. The best thing you can do is throw it all out. Throw out all of your junk food, go to your pantry, throw it all in the garbage can. Learn how to cook real foods from scratch because once you start consuming real food, you will realize you stay satiated and feel a lot better. Your body will transform. Seriously, just throw it all away. You can swap out for the better options, learn to make items from scratch, or just kick the crap habit entirely. Seriously, getting off junk food is like quitting an addiction. You have to retrain your taste buds and your brain. Ultra processed food ingredients are linked to heart disease, a variety of cancers, liver disease, and more. So just think anything lab made, toss. Regain your health and control over your food by learning to bake from scratch. Simplify your diet, and I promise it will taste good. You will learn for it to taste good. That's what your body wants and actually craves. And if you are thinking that eating healthy is more expensive than eating junk, yes and no. A bag of Doritos on the Walmart website right now is $5.17 a pound, whereas you can get a chub of ground beef for $4.29 a pound. Ditch the sodas and sugar drinks and swap for water and milk. You save yourself money there. Ditch the other processed slop that runs an expensive amount per pound. A can of mandarin oranges is $1.42 for a pound, and these go on sale often, the canned goods. So saying eating healthy in general is more expensive is actually a joke. It's not real. That's like something that the powers to be will tell you, so then you don't actually go and put effort into eating healthy. But this year I was able to secure half a beef for $4.50 a pound and now have meat in my freezer for the entire year. Shop local, find deals, quit making excuses. Eating healthy can be more expensive though, in the sense where you will pay more for heirloom tomatoes at the local farmer's market than the tomatoes at Walmart. But with the heirloom tomatoes at the farmer's market, you are skipping the harmful pesticides and other chemicals. You know what went into growing that tomato. And in my opinion, you save huge when you try to eat healthy because medical bills are expensive. And I think junk food lands us in the doctor's office. So throw your junk out, make better choices. And the junk doesn't just appear in the kitchen. It is in every facet of our life, even our skincare. I used to have a super toxic 10-step skincare routine. I was following the skincare trends online and I got the products that everyone was raving about, including dermatologists and what they were recommending. What I didn't realize is that lotions, serums, face cleansers, all of these skincare products you buy at the store are loaded with endocrine disruptors, meaning they affect our hormones. Almost seems like there's a pattern here, right? Our hormones are under attack. Parabens are in popular skincare products, and I find that interesting because we fought to get them out of hair care products, but they are still in skincare. Other skincare preservatives like phenoxyethanol also disrupt our hormones. Again, when it comes to this junk, just throw it out. That's my honest advice, and I would tell all of my loved ones that. Just throw it out. This is part of the reason I started my own skincare brand, Arvati, because everything is so toxic. The medications my dad was being prescribed for his eczema were incredibly toxic, but now he doesn't struggle with eczema thanks to the tallow I make. And I also ventured into cleansers and serums. And did you know a common ingredient in high-end skincare serums is human trophoblast cells, commonly sourced from foreskin from circumcisions? Yes, the hospitals sell those body parts and the skincare industry takes them up. This is not a joke, and even celebrities talk about using this particular body part to stay young. I personally think that is disgusting and wrong on so many levels. Seriously, the skincare industry is corrupt, it's toxic, and I believe contributing to infertility and also unethically sourcing human body parts. When I stumbled upon that, I was like, wow, I probably won't be able to share this on social media because I get silenced on certain topics, and this is such a bold one. I mean, human trophoblast cells, you're putting on human cells onto your face so you can stay young. There's such a deep rabbit hole with that, but I'm not for that. And when I have women in my circle who tell me they're going to the hospital for birth, I say, keep your placenta. Keep it, just keep it, even if you just take it home, bury it, because that hospital is going to turn around and sell it for a pretty penny. And who knows where it's going to end up? Maybe your placenta ends up in some like hair care or skin care. And it's just so gross to me. Who gives them the right to do that? Anyways, my skincare brand, Arvati, is clean, nature-based, and all started with the Homestead Blend Tallow Balm that has changed thousands of people's lives. I get messages every day from people thanking me for making this tallow and sharing what has done for them. And that's just so cool. And just yesterday, someone messaged me and said, I have clear skin for the first time in over a decade in regard to using my tallow that I share. And I just thought that was so neat because I know what it's like to struggle with acne and other skin ailments that just seem to persist and never go away. So if you're interested in ditching the toxins, try my skincare. I have tallow balms, cleansers, and I just launched a new eye awakening serum. So just throw the crap away and start restoring your skin. I personally feel a lot better knowing what goes into my skincare, knowing what is going, especially on my face and all over my body whenever I use my skincare. It makes me feel just good to know that these are good, wholesome, sourced ingredients and not from some mystery hospital somewhere. But for the next toxic swap we are going to be discussing, just look up. Your light bulbs. Almost all the light we are surrounded by is LED. LED lights are toxic for our circadian rhythm because they emit significant amounts of blue light, which interferes with our body's natural cycles and rhythms. So when you are surrounded by blue light, especially at night, your melatonin production becomes suppressed and you will have a harder time falling asleep. Along with that, the blue light can lead to eye strain and fatigue. The flickering from the LED lights, which isn't always noticeable, can cause headaches, eye strain, and lead to migraines. Seriously, LED lights are straight toxic. And unsurprisingly, incandescent light bulbs have been banned in the United States. The United States can't ban toxic chemicals in our food, but they can ban light bulbs because supposedly they aren't environmentally friendly. Like, come on. They use the environment as a scapegoat quite frequently while the people pushing the bills are jetting around in their private jets. And you see the agenda, right? Raw milk is banned and now certain light bulbs. It's almost as if there's a pattern to the madness. Ban or take under anything that is good and helpful for the people. Why? Because sick people are one of the biggest revenue generators. If you can find incandescent light bulbs, switch out your LEDs for them. I notice a difference. I don't feel as stressed with the softer light, and I don't have to listen to the annoying buzz from the LED lights. Drives me insane. I also don't get headaches like I used to. In fact, I don't get headaches ever really anymore. The last toxic swap revolves around what you are wearing. Sadly, yes, our clothes, like everything in the 21st century, are most likely toxic. This boils down to what our clothes are made of. When I say that everything comes down to ingredients, I mean it. Even with our clothing, synthetic fabrics like polyester, rayon, and acrylic can contain or release potentially harmful substances that affect our health. Polyester, a petroleum-based fiber, sheds microplastics. The chemicals used in its production, such as formaldehyde and plasticizers, can irritate skin and even act as endocrine disruptors. Again, we have endocrine disruptors here. I am convinced our fertility is under attack, even down to our clothing. But if I was going to attack fertility on a mass scale, I would gear for clothing because what are people wearing? What are they wearing close to, you know, their fertile zones? Underwear, bras. Rayon, although it's plant-based, is processed with toxic solvents like carbon disulfide, which pose health risks due to its toxicity. Acrylic, made from acrylonitrile, sheds microplastics and introduces carcinogenic chemicals into the production process. Nylon, another petroleum-derived fiber, releases nitrous oxide during manufacturing, a potent gas, and is often treated with chemicals that can be irritants. Clothing treatments, including the use of formaldehyde for wrinkle resistance and PFCs for water and stain resistance, add another layer of potential toxins to the fabrics that we're wearing. Formaldehyde is a known irritant and carcinogen. I mean, they say it's a possible carcinogen, but let's be real. While PFCs used to create water repellent finishes are linked to, again, hormone disruption. Literally, the best thing you can do here is replace your clothing with 100% organic cotton clothing, no synthetic fibers, linen, or other natural materials like wool. You just need to research wherever you are getting your clothes from. You will feel the difference from this. Like, genuinely, you will feel the difference. Maybe you have skin rashes or you're suffering from other things going on. Have you ever thought that maybe it's the actual plastic that you're wearing, the microplastics that are maybe burrowing into your skin, shedding off, especially, you know, when it comes to underwear for women and bras? I mean, you think about breast cancer, just so many interesting links out there. When people tell me about their allergies, I can't help but wonder about all of these things mentioned in this podcast. How is their diet? How is their environment? What endocrine disruptors are in their home? A toxin-free lifestyle doesn't have to happen all at once. You can take baby steps or can just toss it all out at once if you want. Whatever works for you. I know I personally feel better the more toxins I eliminate from my life. So I hope that you found this podcast informative and helpful, and I appreciate you spending your time here. So I will see you next time. Bye.